Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know! He needs R&B Car Company.
R&B Car Company.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning and welcome to Tiger Talk. Great to have you with us here on this final Saturday of October. The next Tiger Talk show will be the first show of November, and it will be after next week's playoff football game. Warsaw had the week off last night. They will play at home against Goshen in the 5A playoffs next Friday night. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, and keep in mind that your All Sports Pass is no good for that. You have to have a ticket for the sectional that goes through the IHSAA. We will send out the link so that you can buy those tickets in advance coming up probably Monday or Tuesday. So be watching for that at Warsaw-Tigers.com. There were a lot of playoff football games that were played last night on an absolutely gorgeous night for playoff football. Let's give you the scores. In 4A, Plymouth beat Wawasee 38-13. Mishawaka beat Northridge 23-10. Northwood scored 60 in the first half and beat Washington 60-28. It was Dwenger stunning Columbia City 38-0. That offense for Columbia City was shut out last night, and their season comes to a dramatic halt as they're beaten by Dwenger. Jimtown beat Glenn 37-7. Tippecanoe Valley won at home over Woodland 51-25, thanks to a strong second-half performance where they scored 31 points. West Noble beat Angola 42-14. Fairfield beat Concordia 48-34. Piconaqua beat Peru again 35-0. Bremen beat Lake Station 61-0. Cherubusco beat Manchester 42-23. Eastside beat Whitco 35-7. It was Alexandria over Wabash 74-48. Rochester beat Elwood 46-0. Triton down Southwood 49-7. North Miami beat Blackhawk 54-14. And Fremont beat Northfield 35-21. A little different format for the show today. We have, because we don't have football in studio, we gave them the week off. They took the week off on the field, and we gave them this weekend off so they can enjoy it with their families because things are going to get serious next Friday night with the playoffs. So we are starting to catch up with our fall sports coaches. Jack Carpenter will join us. He's from the girls' golf team. Clive Scott of girls' soccer will also be part of the program today. But we're starting with the Tiger Sports Diary. So you get caught up on the scores and the schedules and other information that you need to be a good Tiger fan. Then we'll talk with Jack and Clive about their seasons. And then we'll wrap things up. It's Tiger Talk on a Saturday morning on News Now Warsaw.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Hi, this is Alan Alderfer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Alderfer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with the boys' soccer team, who last Saturday went to Kokomo for the regional championship match against Lafayette Harrison. Tigers got behind early 1-0, ended up losing 2-1. Sam Lara scored the goal. He was assisted by Isaac Enciso. And so the Tigers finished at 14-3-3 on the year, 12-1-1 for the junior varsity. That's the junior varsity black team. The junior varsity orange went 6-2-2. And we thank Ryan Berger for all his assistance this season, and we look forward to having him on Tiger Talk here in the next couple of weeks. The boys' tennis duo of Henry Norton and Drew Reiser went to the regional at Kokomo last Saturday. And they lost in the semifinals 6-2 and 6-1 to the team from Peru, who was 19-1 on the season and 6-0 in the tournament. And so Reiser and Norton finished the year at 14-3 overall, 10-2 in the regular season, 4-1 in the postseason. And they did a great job, and we're really proud of them for their effort. The volleyball team won their third consecutive sectional championship last Saturday, winning at Goshen over Northridge in three, 25-12, 25-12, 25-16. Maggie Holland, 14 kills. CeCe Good with 11. Madison Brandon with 21 assists, and Avery Heppner with 17. CeCe Good and Madison each had three aces. Ellie Hepler with 15 digs, and Madison Brandon had 10. And Madison also had three blocks. Then, in the championship match, the girls beat Concord for the second time this season, 3-0, 25-9, 25-14, 25-11. Maggie Holland and CeCe Good each with 11 kills. Heppner with 21 assists and Brandon with 14. Good with 3 aces, Hepler with 3, Hepler with 22 digs, and Good with 13. And Allison Chapman with 3 blocks and Reagan Edwards with 2. The girls are 28-6 on the season, headed into the regional tonight. More on that in just a couple of minutes. The boys and girls cross-country teams advanced to the second round of the state tournament series last Saturday with solid runs at the Manchester sectional. The girls came in second with 50 points compared to Columbia City, who won the championship with 35. Junior Sammy Rastrelli led the charge for the Tigers, finishing the race with a personal best of 18:56 to take fourth overall. Senior Ella LaPut, in her final sectional race, ran a personal record of 19:12. She was seventh. Junior Eden Metz had a huge personal record at 19:27. She finished ninth overall. Junior Hannah Fisher continued the trend with another personal record, clocking in at 20:39. She was 13th. And the final score was Bryce Ehrman, the senior, finishing with a solid performance, 17th overall, at 20:53. Also running for the Tigers, freshman Kyla Transparetti with a personal record of 21:17. That was good enough for 24th. And senior Annie Parker finished in 34th place with a time of 22:32. Warsaw with 5 personal records on the day. And all you can ask is that kids do their best, and the Lady Tiger cross country team certainly did their best. Last Saturday, they finished second with 50 points to Columbia City's 35. The boys won the sectional championship with a score of 36, edging out Wabash with 47. It's the 14th consecutive IHSA sectional championship for the boys, led by junior Jackson Gackenheimer. Second straight sectional title for him, dominated the race from the very start, jumped out fast, and just kept going. Finished with a time of 15:36. Now think about this. He knocked off almost 20 seconds from his sectional race a year ago on that same course. And it was his second fastest career performance. Again, all you want to do is do your best and see how it stacks up to everybody else's. And Jackson was pretty good last Saturday. The rest of the Tiger Varsity 7, all seniors, delivered big time for Warsaw. Noah McPhail was 5th, 16:23. Rick Orr, 8th, 16:28. Tyler Mimnaugh, 10th, 16:38. Alex Schrock, 12th, 16:59. Clark Meridew, 14th, 17:12. And Matias Nabia at 18th, 17:34. More on what's ahead for the cross-country teams also coming up here in just a second. The varsity girls rugby team won their match north of Detroit at Berkeley High School up in Michigan, 39-17. They're in action on Sunday up in Grand Haven, Michigan, taking on that squad at 1 o'clock. And then next Saturday, they will have their final home game of the fall portion of the schedule when they host Lakeshore from Michigan at 1 o'clock next Sunday afternoon, right there out in front of Warsaw Community High School. The junior varsity finished up their football season on Saturday, last Saturday, by beating Northridge at Fisher Field 54-27. The boys finished 4-4-1. They were 1-1-1 on the road, 3-3 at home this season. That finishes up the schedule, and now what we have is what's ahead of us. The cross country teams will be running at Huntington University. Excuse me. Girls race at 10:30, boys race at 11:15. We have a preview story and a link for you to buy tickets for this race at warsaw-tigers.com. It's also got details on where to park, and it's got everything that you need to know so that you can be a good fan today and so that you can get in and out of there efficiently. Also tonight, the volleyball team is competing in the regional match. It's a one-game match tonight, and that is, well, let me back up. Can I say that correctly? The regional is one game, right? There's only one game. There's no semifinals and a championship. It's just one. They take on Crown Point at 7 o'clock our time at Twin Lakes High School down by Monticello, not too far from Indiana Beach. So that'll be a big match, and that will be for Warsaw's first regional championship since 1996. It's been that long that Warsaw has been to the semi-state. They're hoping that tonight will be that night. Most of the week is very quiet as we start to make the transition from fall to winter. Next Friday night, of course, will be the football sectional matchup at Fisher Field at 7 o'clock against the Goshen Redhawks. Warsaw beat them in week 3 back at the beginning of September, 56-7. Keep in mind, your all-sports pass will not be accepted for this game. You have to buy a special ticket. We will post that link at warsaw-tigers.com early this week so that you can get your tickets. But your all-sports pass will not be accepted at this game. But please go and cheer for the Tigers as they try to advance. This week is at home against Goshen. If Warsaw wins, then they will either travel to Concord or to Fort Wayne Northside for a sectional championship in 5A. And then next Saturday is the cross-country state finals down in Terre Haute. The volleyball semi-state at a location and time yet to be determined. They'll figure out what works out best for everybody, and then they'll tell us that coming up on Sunday, and we can tell you about that Monday if the Lady Tigers win. And then next Saturday, we start to make the transition, literally, from the fall to the winter. The girls' basketball team will be scrimmaging Belmont in the Tiger Den at 10:30. And, of course, the exciting news there is that Abby Peterson has rejoined the Lady Tiger basketball team and is practicing with the full intention of playing for Lady Tiger basketball again. And that makes a really, really good team really, really, really good. And that will be very exciting. We're looking forward to spending more time with her and telling about her story when Lenny Krebs joins us for Tiger Talk on November the 9th. The winter sports schedules are posted at warsaw-tigers.com. Boys and girls basketball is up there, varsity, JV, and freshman. The boys and girls swimming schedules are up. Boys and girls wrestling is up. And of course, this is the first year for girls wrestling, so it'll be a historic season. The gymnastic season is not up there yet. It's still being built, right? They're still working on events for them. So when that's ready, we will post it. But they don't start until January, so we have some time for that. So as soon as the gymnastic schedule is ready, we'll get that up for you also at warsaw-tigers.com. Speaking of the basketball schedules, again, they're posted, so you can go to warsaw-tigers.com, make your plans, and there's actually a button you can push where you can add that to your schedule. Let's say that you are on Google and you like to have your phone in sync with your calendar, and you put all your events, your meetings, and all that on your phone. You can add Lady Tiger basketball and the boys basketball and all these other sports as well to that so that those pop up automatically on your phone. As we told you, next Saturday, the girls scrimmage Belmont at 10:30 in the Tiger Den. They open up the regular season a week from Wednesday, November the 6th. They will be on the road at Fort Wayne Northside. And then they will be on the road November 9th at Norwell. Their home opener will be November 14th against Fort Wayne Snyder. They'll be once again in the Doolin NLC shootout playing Crown Point and Merrillville. That is here this year. The Lady Tiger tournament is back this year. New Haven, Wauwatosa, and Chesterton are all involved in that. And that will be on January the 4th. That is a Saturday. And they have, obviously, lots of other big games. Columbia City and Northridge is on the road this year on Saturday, November 11th. So it's going to be a really big year. We're hoping for really big things from the girls' basketball team. Also, the boys will scrimmage on November 22nd. That will be at 7:30 at home against East Chicago Central. They open up the regular season at home against Columbia City on Saturday, November 30th, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then they've got some really exciting things going on. Champions of Character Classic on December the 14th. And that will be against Fort Wayne Snyder at Grace College at the MOCC. The boys were invited to play in the Hall of Fame Classic, the prestigious tournament down in Newcastle. That will be on Saturday, December the 28th. Warsaw will play number one and defending champ Fishers in the semifinals. Greenfield Central and Jeffersonville are on the other side of the bracket, so that'll be a big day. And then Warsaw is also involved in a tournament the next week, which is a two-day tournament. They're going to play four games in 2 days. That will be at Richmond. It's the Bob Wettig tournament. There are 16 teams, and so they will be Northwood has played in this tournament before. I believe they're playing in it again this year. So that'll be at Richmond. They'll play two games on January 2nd. And two on the third, and then the Lady Tiger tournament is the next day. So very exciting for them. And that schedule, again, you can take a look at warsaw-tigers.com. When we come back, we will get to the coaches. Jack Carpenter and Clive Scott will join us, talk about their teams and their seasons. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Whether you need to finance home improvements or a last-minute vacation, Crossroads Bank offers a variety of loan options to meet your needs, including consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, and others. Stop in and see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads.
Ellis Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Ellis Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Hi, I'm Blake with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. From Goshen, Ligonier, and Warsaw to Columbia City, Fort Wayne, and Wabash, and all points around and in between, we're the top provider of innovative equipment and superb residential and commercial service in the area. Our priority is your comfort and safety, which is why we emphasize fast, friendly customer service at an affordable price. Go with the flow and contact us at Flotec Plumbing and Heating to schedule your next installation, repair, or maintenance appointment today.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple, human sense.
I love being a granddad. I spent last weekend playing football with my grandsons. We had a great time running, tackling, laughing. Next morning, though, when I woke up, I was sore all over. I decided it was time to head to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture and visit their Sealy Posturepedic Sleep Shop. These are the beds that back doctors recommend. They support your body while cushioning your shoulders and relaxing your legs. Why did I wait so long to go to Reinhold's? My Sealy Posturepedic is just what the doctor ordered. After all, we're having another big game this weekend. I don't plan on losing again. Thanks, Reinholds.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Jack Carpenter, the girls' golf team. Hi, Coach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent.
So it feels like I've been doing the show for over 20 years, and even before that, the pattern of girls' golf at Warsaw seems to be the same. Rough start, gets better as the season goes along, plays their best at the end. Is that the way you felt like this played out this year?
Yeah, it's kind of like that broken record, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
It just seems to continually rehearse itself every year in that fashion, unfortunately. But I think it goes back to just girls not preparing themselves well enough coming into the season. And then when you get a lot of reps through the season, at the range, the putting green, you know, things start to gel sooner or later, and that's kind of what happens with us.
So, as a coach, what can you do? I mean, because you have limited contact with the girls. You only have one official practice before you can start having matches, and then you have a very short window for the season. What can you do to change that pattern?
Well, you can encourage them all you want, and we take advantage of the limited contact as much as we possibly can. Now, I will say it's much tougher with girls because you're dealing with vacations. You have girls who are employed for the summer, and so you're working around a lot of different schedules. And I try not to take vacations away. I think family time is very important, and so that plays into it a lot. And they just have to find time on their own, even during the season. We really emphasize, you know, the 2.5-3 hours we have you is not enough. You need to find, you know, more time on your own to work on the things you don't like to. You know, an hour of putting, an hour of chipping. They'd like to go play, and unfortunately, playing is not a good enough practice routine to be in to make yourself the caliber player that we'd like you to be. So a lot of it falls on them just having the drive to do that. And, you know, we encourage them as much as we can, and that's about all I can do, I guess.
Well, and added to that challenge is a lot of your matches in the first 2 weeks of the season are 18-hole matches, which means all the mistakes you make are even magnified more.
Yeah, that's kind of, unfortunately, the way girls golf goes. When they're not in school, you know, they're trying to get 18-hole matches in because a lot of golf courses do not want to give up their Saturdays, which I understand that's a big revenue day for them. And so having them during the weekday benefits the golf course. They can keep it open in the afternoon. So it's very, very busy. And I always tell the girls, I'm going to find out right away, you know, who really wants to play and who's just here, you know, to have a social time. Because that first week, I think we have 4 18-hole invitationals. So the girls, almost every girl played in 3 out of the 4. And that's pretty good when you have 15 girls on the roster. So you find out right away, you know, who's willing to dig a little deeper because they're tired. You know, who's going to grind because they're a little bit sore. So I actually like it, although it's kind of unfair, especially if you're a girl that has not prepared and played a lot during the summer months.
So one of the things that you do that I'm not sure a lot of coaches do is you keep a lot of girls and you use them in varsity matches. You will send out on a Saturday three separate teams to three different locations, and some of those are not JV tournaments. You're sending out maybe your 12th, 13th, 14th best players against varsity competition. How do you feel like that benefits you in the long run?
Well, it prepares the younger kids down the road. We know they're going to go to those tournaments and not be successful as far as the team standings, but we want them to get the experience. I've always believed that golf is a lifetime sport, and if a kid wants to play golf and learn how to do it, and they're committed, and they're not going to be a behavioral problem on the team, then I think they're worth keeping. Now, I will tell you, it's a nightmare planning for me, trying to get everybody in. But it also keeps kids happy because they are playing. You get those kids, you know, and you've seen in every other sport where they're the 12th, the 10th, the 11th person. They're not getting any playing time. They start to pout. They become a cancer, and then it affects other kids. I think by getting them matches, it makes them happy. They're ready to come to practice. Hey, they know that, hey, on Thursday, I'm going to New Prairie to play an invitational. Or I know Saturday I get to go to Wallace City to play an invitational. And so there's a little bit of motivation for them. And I seriously, in my, how long I've been doing this, had very, very few problems with boys or girls because they get an opportunity to play. And that's what I want for them.
And golf is the ultimate performance sport. You want to be on the varsity? You have the equal opportunity on the same course, the same day, with the same conditions as everybody else to prove that you're worthy of being in the top five.
That's right. It's a pretty easy sport to pick those, you know, top five, top six, whatever you want, because all I have to do is look at the numbers. Now, there are a lot of numbers we look at, you know, home course average, away average. Some girls are better at nine-hole matches than 18-hole matches. Same way with boys. And so we look at some other things, but very few times have I had to just make an absolute judgment call because I didn't know which kid I wanted to play. You know, you look at those averages and say, hey, it's pretty cut and dried. This is why he's playing. This is why she's playing. It's easy to go to parents and say, this is what I'm doing. The one thing sometimes parents, I don't always play the kids 1 through 5 and maybe the order of their averages, just because some kids are better at the one spot. Some kids are better at the 4 and 5 spots. And so just from a mentality standpoint, you work that out with them, and they understand this is where I need to be even though my average is better. Sometimes that comes up. We just explain to them what we're doing, and for the most part, they're very, very understanding about it.
This season was a lot about Abby Peterson. Last year, she and Olivia Robinson-Gay were the leaders of this team. Olivia graduated. This was Abby's season. It was state finals or bust, and she did that and had a pretty good run of 2 days while she was down there.
I don't have enough adjectives to describe that young lady. She's just she's one of those one in a million, and she just has a great attitude, a very good competitive spirit. Her demeanor is absolutely fantastic for golf. She just never gets too high, never gets too low, and you have no idea how many compliments I got from opposing coaches at the state finals when a couple holes, she just got a couple absolutely terrible, just unlucky breaks, but her demeanor never changed. And some of the girls we played with cannot say that. And coaches come to me and say, Coach, man, she is just unbelievable. So she just stays composed, and that's what she's all about. She is just very, very grounded. And she's going to be very, very good at the next level. I think the competition day in and day out is going to be great for her. I mean, she's a two-time All-State, which is fantastic. That doesn't happen very often. And, I mean, with four holes to play, she's three shots out of the lead in third place and just got a terrible break in a bunker and really tried to do the best she could. It turns into a double bogey, and that kind of slid her from there. But she had a great 2 days. And her strength is her putting, and she made very few putts over the 2 days. And I told her after, I said, girl, if you putt like you normally do, you probably win this, because she had so many opportunities and just couldn't get the ball to get in the cup, which was highly unusual for her. But she will be sorely missed on the team next year, believe me.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about the rest of the girls on your squad.
Well, we had absolutely four wonderful seniors. I love the four. You had Abby Peterson. You have Mia Jones, who maybe only got one or two varsity matches. Claire Royce, who was probably my third best player. And Lucy Ray. Lucy really improved over the last 2 years. I know she tries to play three sports, and that's difficult for her, but she has another girl who has just an absolutely great attitude. I look at her and say, hey, well, here are our options, you know, for this shot. And she looks at me and smiles and said, I can do this, coach. They will be sorely missed. All four of those girls are just, they're great girls from a leadership standpoint, from helping out the other kids. But they're also very competitive girls, which I like to have in the role model position. And they did a fantastic job these 3 years that I've coached the girls.
Talk about the rest. Who filled in that number five spot on a regular basis?
Well, that was Lily Henderson, and she's one that when I talk about position, she could have played up higher because she had a better average. The thing with Lily is she doesn't hit the ball very far. And so when you stick her up against girls who hit it further, she tries to swing harder, and that affects her game. And she's probably one girl who figured out course management about halfway through the year. She's like, coach, I can't hit it far, but I know if I keep it in play, I get it up around the green on my second or third shot, I can get up and down and make par. And that's what she started doing. And her scores just started coming down, coming down, coming down. I really think she will be the leader of the team next year. I know she has aspirations of going to the next level and playing golf. She just got fitted for brand new clubs. She's out playing with the boys team, as we're already practicing with those, because I have a limited time with them right now. So that's good to see. She wants to be better, and I think she's going to be the leader of the team. You also have Sophie Stewart, who kind of played in that 6-7 role, hits the ball fantastic. She just needs to get better at her short game. Her putting and chipping, she loses a lot of shots around the green there. So, because you'll end up, with Lily, Sophie, Adela Huffer, and Addison Ayler, who was my freshman this year, our second best average. She had an injury partway through the year where she missed a couple of weeks, and that really hurt. But she's going to be a very good player as well. So that's going to kind of be the nucleus of the squad next year.
Okay, Jack, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Great job this season, and we look forward to talking to you about the boys in the spring.
Thank you very much, Roger. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Jack Carpenter of the girls' golf team here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. We talk girls' soccer with Clive Scott. Coming up next on the show, stay right there.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Pinnock, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Pinnock at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Tiger Talk continues on News Now Warsaw, brought to you by R&B Car Company with Clive Scott of the girls' soccer team. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Roger. How are you?
Good. It had been a long time since Warsaw girls' soccer played in a regional before your kids got that done last week.
Yeah, I'm very proud of them. It was a good achievement.
Talk about the season. Go back to the beginning. What were your expectations? What were the girls' expectations? And how did those mesh up in the end?
Well, we exceeded expectations. We had a very young team this year. There were two freshman starters and two other freshmen on the varsity squad. And it was a young team. And we, to be honest with you, we were hoping we might have a chance to win the conference or at least come second. And we did come second. But we didn't think we'd get through the sectionals, and it's a very difficult sectional with both Goshen and Northridge in it. But we did. So I'd say we exceeded expectations this year.
And you had to beat both of them to get out of that sectional, and those are the two teams in the conference that were your bumps in the road with a loss and a tie, and you beat both of them.
That's right. That's right. We as the season progressed, we got better. We understood the system better. And I think in the end, we were the best team in the conference at the end of the season. But that, as you say, the tie with Goshen and the defeat by Northridge at their field, that stopped us from winning the conference this year.
The one thing, knowing that you had a young team coming back, the schedule really didn't change that much. You have a very difficult schedule, especially early in August, and you stuck to that.
Yes, we did. The schedule was a little harder than I would have liked. I would have liked some games where we could have experimented a little bit. One of the limitations we had this year is we don't have a full field to practice on. We only have half a field. So some of the routines that we wanted to work on were difficult. And if we'd have had some easier games, we could have worked those routines into those games. But every team we played this year that we lost to was ranked in the top 20 when we played them. So it was a very difficult schedule, and most of the games were away from home. We only had four home games this year. So our schedule strength was 13.9, and last year I think our schedule strength was 9. So the schedule was a lot harder this year.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us, is there a way to put a value on that difficult schedule with a young team? How did that help you when you got into October?
Well, they always say if you play better teams, it makes you a better team yourself. And I guess I agree with that. Certainly we had some tough losses earlier in the year that steeled us up a little bit and helped us through those difficult games at the end of the season. But like I say, I would have preferred a few easier games during the season to help work some things out. But it is what it is. And I was proud of the way the girls handled themselves. We had to play the current state champions in one game this year. That was a great learning experience. They were very good. And in general, I thought the girls acquitted themselves very well against some very good teams.
Penn is really good. They beat you twice, both by 3-0 counts. And in both matches, it just felt like your girls had a hard time getting out of their own end because they pushed so many people forward into the attack that your best players in space never got to get out of their own penalty area sometimes to get the ball moving forward. And when you were able to play the ball forward, it was like 1-on-4.
That's true. Penn's a very good team. All of the players are very gifted. And they play with the 3-back. We play with the 4-back. We have one player forward. They have two players forward. So we played them. Our strategy was to counterattack. and absorb pressure from them, and we put our best players in the defense, and we hope to score on counterattacks or set pieces. And it nearly worked. We were in the regionals. We were a goal down to Penn. Had some purple patches where we really pressed them, and their goalie made two great saves at 1-0. I think if we'd have tied them up, we could have taken them to penalties. That was our strategy. We were hoping to get to penalties and beat them that way, because head to head, they're a better team, and we have to accept that and wish them good luck in the semi-states.
In one of those counterattacks with about 21 and a half minutes to go, you get a corner kick. Lefty takes it, curls it in, perfect, right to the back post. And in traffic, a header that hit the post and hit it hard. And I think we all think that if that had gone in, that outcome might have been different.
Yes, I think if we'd have scored, I think we could have kept them out. But I made a crucial decision with 20 minutes to go to pull our best player, Lola Pepper, out of defense and put her in a more offensive role to try and score a goal. And, of course, right after I did that, they scored again. And then they scored again with 2 minutes to go. So the 3-0 score was a little unflattering for us. And I do think maybe if I'd have kept Lola back in the last 20 minutes, we might have had another chance to score on a breakaway. So that's a decision I'll be thinking about for the whole of the offseason.
Talk about your girls. You mentioned Lola Pepper. The Pepper girls are a big part of the success that you had this year.
Yes, they are. Lola is the best player in the region by far, and she's a wonderful young lady. She's so easy to coach. She's so respectful of what the coach is trying to do with the team, and she carries the team sometimes on her shoulders, and she's a credit to the high school. And her younger sister, Evie, is a freshman this year. She was a starter. She's got a lot of talent, a lot of skill. She'll be a big player for the high school in the years to come. So the Peppers are a big part of Warsaw High School soccer at the moment. But there are other players on the team that acquitted themselves very well this year. Stepping in for the first time into varsity soccer, they did very well indeed.
So run through their names. Talk about the girls. You can do it however you want. Start with your goalie and workout. Start with the seniors and then work your way back to the freshmen, however you want to do it.
Well, we had a good goalie in Ellie Shank. She's excellent. I think she can go on and play at college if she wants to. She had a good season, made some great saves, saved a penalty in the Northridge sectional games that was immense for us. She had a good season. Reagan Finch came in as a fullback from JV last year to varsity this year. She had a very good season, as did Kelsey Bollinger in the same position, but Kelsey unfortunately was injured early in the season and we lost her services, which was a big deficit for the team not to have Kelsey playing. We had Anna Scholl playing center half for the first time in her career, and she did wonderfully well, and she made all conference. She was partnered up with Anna Martinez, a center-back partnership that was very good for us, and we were very solid in the back. And, of course, we had Tatum Bergen at the left fullback, a senior, had probably her best year of the 4 years that she played for Warsaw. She was excellent. So we had a five-man midfield with Evie Pepper on the left wing and Natalie Hoppner on the right wing, another freshman who was exceptional this year, and she's going to have a great career at Warsaw. We had Rachel Corey, Lila Williman, Jesse Martinez, Brooklyn Connolly in midfield with Reese Jackson as well, another freshman, anchored our center midfield very well. Up front, we had Hayden Elliott playing her first season as a center forward. She's a real force, and I think we'll see next year how really good she is in that role. It was a learning experience this year, and we played a lot of top teams that double-teamed her, so she didn't get a lot of the ball in some games, but she's a potent weapon up front. We had a couple of other seniors, Reese DeLow and Rihanna Woods, who stepped in and played well when they were asked to. And I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. That was, I think, was most of the players on the team. As I say, I don't have my roster in front of me, and my memory's not as good as it used to be. So I hope I got everyone mentioned there. I hope they won't be mad at me if I missed anyone out.
Well, no, none of our memories are as good as they used to be, Coach. So
yeah.
So we forgive you for that. What does the off-season program look like? What are these girls? When does it start? What do they do? Do they go their own ways and play on their own clubs, or do you have something organized for them?
I encourage them to play club soccer. I think that's the best thing you can do as a high school player is to play club soccer in the off-season. The local teams are very good. They have great coaches, and the kids can learn a lot. I'm a particular big fan of the Wave organization. I think they do a wonderful job for local soccer, and they have some great coaches. So I encourage the girls to play in spring. I don't do indoor soccer. I'm not a big fan of indoor soccer. I think it has its place for fitness and ball control, but there's a lot of injuries in indoor soccer, and I'm not a big proponent of it. So we won't do an indoor program. So hopefully the girls will have a good spring with their competitive teams, and then we get back together in June for open fields at the high school that are open to any high school age girl to come and join us.
Thank you for a great season. Thank you for your cooperation. I love working with you, and I am so glad you're with the Tigers.
I appreciate that, Roger. That means a lot. Thank you very much for your support of the Lady Tiger Soccer Program.
We recorded that interview earlier in the week, and immediately after I hung up the phone with him, he called me back and said, I forgot two players. And he says, can you mention them? And I said, absolutely. So Amy Escutia and Abby Hill, also part of girls soccer and also an important part of their very successful season this year. When we come back, more on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey, Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Don't miss a play this fall with affordable and reliable FiberFast Internet. With Surf FiberFast Internet, you will enjoy uninterrupted service for streaming the big game, watching highlights, or cheering on your favorite teams. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds and free installation for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. No data caps, no contracts, and no hassles. Experience front-row action from home with reliable internet from your local provider. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
That's going to do it for this week. A little shorter show than normal, just because of the fact that football didn't play, so we don't have Bart in studio. We'll have Bart in studio next week to talk about the football game against Goshen next Friday night. Again, kickoff is at 7 o'clock. And again, remember, your all-sports pass is no bueno for the game next Friday. You have to buy an HSA sectional ticket. We will have the link for you at Warsaw-Tigers.com and all the other game time information that you will need for next Friday night. If Warsaw wins next Friday, they would go on the road to either Concord, who finished the season as number one and undefeated, 9-0, or Fort Wayne Northside, who thinks they've got something for Concord, and they certainly do. They have some guys that are really fast. And so Fort Wayne Northside hoping for the big upset in the semifinals next Friday night. Warsaw would go on the road to play whoever wins that football game. So we'll have more information on that during the week. Thanks to Jack Carpenter of Girls Golf and Clive Scott from Girls Soccer for joining us. We will continue to collect interviews with the fall sports coaches and play those for you here on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.